I've met a lot of pro-life lobby groups. I've met other groups as well, and I've been consistent in my conversation with them, and they'll reflect this, that I've said I'm going to wait. I have said I have put on record that I have reservations around issues such as abortion on demand. I'm very clear on that, that I would be very, very reluctant to vote on legislation that would lead to abortion on demand. And I certainly, you know, from the groups I've met with and from the people I continue this conversation with, that I re-emphasise the fact I want to see what the heads of bill are and what the detail is going to be, and that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
Well, finally then, I mean, would it be fair to say that you would be anticipating that you will have a very difficult decision to make, or you may have a very difficult decision to make?
It's going to be difficult because the reality is we have a situation within the Constitution that the protection of the life of the mother and of the unborn are sacrosanct, and I mean that this is where the difficulty lies. And when we believe that is the case, when I believe personally that is the case, that is the issue that's going to be foremost in my mind, is the ultimate protection of life of the mother, and secondly the unborn.